or at least with some mentors who can guide you. The other thing that I would say is that there is so much information out there.
Hello, this is Liliana.
I'm Danaya.
And I'm Badila.
And we're from Perfect 10 After School,
a wonderful club for girls in Hudson, New York.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM ACRA.
Community radio for Columbia and Greene counties.
Perfect 10 girls got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Tuesday, April 6th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on your local radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. At 7 a.m. on the All Together Now show, Ollie Westfall, the owner of Oh My Maple and Honey in Ghent in Columbia County, talks about bees and the struggle with the Varroa mite. At 9 a.m., there's a live interview with artist Gala Greenspan. Greenspan's solo show at Hi-Low Gallery on Main Street in Catskill is up through May 31st. 11 a.m.
Thank you. I don't intend to forget. As long as I have a sound mind, I'm going to remember what Jesus Christ has done for all of us. I tell you the truth, man, I wish I had the time to tell y'all all about it, but we're going to do what we do with what we got, all right? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I'm here with my brother and friend, Randall Martin, the Martin AV Services, our audio engineer. And he's waving at me and doing stuff over there in the studio. I'm looking at him through the Zoom link. I wonder if he got enough time to say Happy Resurrection Sunday. Blessed, glorious, happy Resurrection Sunday. Oh my God, just gotta talk about it. Some people don't even understand what all the fuss is about. But I tell you one thing it's not about. It's not about getting dressed up in fancy suits and dresses and shoes and hats and gloves. God put a pause on all of that.
Amen.
Some churches are opening up today, and some have been open up all along, but praise the Lord. Overall, most of us have been, you know, adhering and you know, downsizing and whatnot, and finding other ways to worship the Lord together, and hallelujah. So I know there used to be a whole lot of time, effort, and energy put into Easter Sunday in that Easter Sunday outfit, but we ain't got no place to go today.
But it's still a time to rejoice.
Just rejoice. That's what we got time for. Amen. That's where our focus and our aim is. And that's what we're going to do here, beloved. We're going to be rejoicing in the Lord for the next several minutes. Oh, my God. Y'all just hang in there. For when I come back with my spiritual social commentary, I'm going to be sharing my testimony. You don't want to miss that. You trust and believe. You don't want to miss that. I'm telling you, think about what God has done and what God is doing. Lord, have mercy. I can't but give him praise. And then I just wanted to take a moment also to recap. Oh, my goodness. To recap the past week. You know, they had the trial. It's still going on of the former police officer, Derek Chauvin, who in broad daylight brazenly murdered Mr. Floyd, allegedly. Okay, he's not convicted yet. They say innocent till proven guilty. So, but, you know, in contrast to the trial that we went through in Holy Week, where Barabbas was set free, a insurrectionist, a murderer, a thief, amen, and in exchange for Jesus' life, the people called for Barabbas. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, too. But that was the trial of the century of 2,000 years ago. Amen. And it's still the trial. Every year we remember that trial, that week. And so we have celebrated Passover and Holy Week. We are rejoicing in Resurrection Day. You know, yesterday they had the parade of the mummies in Egypt, beloved. And I can't wait to see this thing. I think it's going to be online. Might even get there to see it in person. I'm betwixt and between about it because I was reading that Anwar Sadat, the former president of Egypt, he just wanted them reburied. He didn't want them to be sites that people look on. But, you know, it's just something about that. But I'm looking at this, you know, what they were showing us on media. I'm looking at this parade and all this pomp and splendor and just, oh, my God, the finery of antiquity, what they were able to accomplish and achieve with so much less technologies than we have today. But you know who they can't find in a mummy nowhere? They can't find in a grave nowhere. They can't find in a tomb nowhere. That is the Lord Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Well, that's part of what we celebrate on this day. There's so much this day means for us. It's not exactly the day and date of time. You know, it changes every year that we celebrate. It is the fact of the resurrection. It is the message of the resurrection. It is the power of the resurrection. And I'm just too excited on this Resurrection Sunday. And so, and also this week, I ended quarantine, you all. I've been in quarantine, exposed to the COVID, and they had us in quarantine. I'm going to write an article about my experience. Let me tell you, I have to do it. But just thanking God, my mom and I have been able to come out of quarantine, and I'm just going to share a little bit about that a little bit later on with my testimony. So don't y'all go nowhere. We're going to continue right here to give God praise and give God glory and give God thanks through music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Am I right about it? And so we just heard, Lest I Forget. Oh my goodness, Lead Me to Calvary. Ah, hallelujah. That was the Gospel Thrillers. We got more music lined up for you. The Blood. What is it about the blood? Man, I wish I had time to preach this morning. I'm going to move on. We're going to get to it a little bit. But that's going to be Miss Tasha Cobbs-Leonard. We have There Is Power in the Blood. And also, Oh, the Blood of Jesus. Now, one of them is Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And when I hear the other one, I remember who that is, too. We got Andre Crouch, I Don't Know How Jesus Loves Me. An oldie and a goodie and a newbie, Bree Baldino. He's my rock. Yes, he is. On Christ, the Solid Rock I Stand by Michael W. Smith. And You Still Do by Sister Turian. And after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary. So we want you to enjoy music with a message for your mind, your heart, your body, your spirit, your soul. Here we go.
My mother would say like this, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole?
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. This is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us into our shares of wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
It was the blood. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord. I'm so glad he does. I don't know why he loves us like he does, but I'm so glad he does.
Mountains rise and fall. Seasons come and go. Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain. Falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you.
Yeah. righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground in sinking sand.
This is Pastor Kim, Mobile Power Ministries and Pastor Church. You're listening to me here at WGXT 90.7 FM, April Hudson in Catskill, New York. This is the There's a Bright Side Somewhere Gospel Radio Program. And we have more in store of Christ, the Solid Rock.
Well,
now and forever, no.
Yes, beloved, he still will. He still can. God, you still do. Oh, my Lord, how much I love you. Beloved, I don't even have enough words or time to tell it all. I'm going to do what I can do. First of all, once more and again, I want to say happy Resurrection Day to you. Lord, have mercy. So, you know, we started out this morning almost going back to Good Friday, just 2 days ago, right? Good Friday. Wow. It was about the crucifixion of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to our Christian tradition, the scriptures and the Holy Bible, the scriptures, all even that the Muslims use, the scriptures of the Hebrews that foretold the coming of a Messiah. Oh my God, we celebrate on last Friday how he went on trial on trumped up charges, went on trial by haters who scandalized his name, tried to humiliate him and cause him shame. Come on here, somebody, backstabbers, backbiters, and those who do the same. One day they was praising him. The next they were saying, crucify him. But they didn't know, they didn't realize that they was fulfilling what God had already said, beloved, right? And so Jesus went and took the place of Barabbas at the behest of the people. Oh, a murderer, insurrectionist, a scoundrel, a scallywag, any kind of negative thing. But guess what? Barabbas is you and me, all right? Because we ain't have it all together. And we have done some things in our lives, and we have fallen short of the glory of God. So when Jesus took Barabbas' place, he was taking our place too. Yes, he is. Yes, he was. And yes, he did. Anyway, they hang him up on the cross. But before they hang him up on the cross, they beat him with a cat of nine tails, tear flesh off his body. Blood pours out from there. Put a crown of thorns on his head. Blood pours out from there. Put nails in his hands and his feet. Blood pours out from there. Pull that cross up high. Put him in agonizing, excruciating pain. And then to make sure and see if he was dead or not, put a spear through his side, blood and water flew out from there, showing his even humanity and his deity, because they tell us, I don't know how many gallons of water we are, but you know, so he wasn't just, he was God in the flesh, but he was fully human. And from the womb to the tomb, he let us know that, right? So, you know, this blood thing, you know, it goes back to the book of Genesis, beloved, where the adversary, the Satan, you know, convinced Adam and Eve not to trust their ears what God had said, not to believe what God had said, to doubt what God had said. I got more information for you. I can enlighten you more than you know. And if you just do what I say to do, you're going to be like God. They was already like God, beloved, right? And then he tricks them. They disobey God. They believe the lie of the adversary. And they discover themselves in a way that God did not mean for them to see themselves in that way, that lesser way, as naked, as vulnerable, and shamed, right? And so what does God do? God kills a lamb, right? Makes the first lamb's wool suit. Praise the Lord for Adam and Eve. And the blood of that lamb fell on that ground. Well, the devil trying to be God, what does he do? He gets into the son of Adam and Eve. His name was Cain. And Cain rose Cain. And because of, you know, God just admonishing him to do a little better, think a little different. But he got an attitude about it, got jealous of his brother, went after and killed his brother. And what did God say? He said, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground, beloved. So this blood thing has some history, right? It's not mystical or mythical or cannibalistic or anything like that. It's just the history that continues with our human experience. And God then, you know, he tries to work with the people and bring them back into alignment to the life that God envisioned for us in this human world. And so he tells them, okay, you know, when y'all mess up, y'all just kill an animal and spread that blood around. I'll see that blood and, you know, I won't, I'll forgive the sin, you know. And they did that for a while, but they couldn't, they kept sinning so much they couldn't kill enough animals. Couldn't kill enough animals. Well, we're going to skip a few things in the Word of God for the sake of time, but I just want to say that when we talk about the blood of Jesus, we talk about how God, amen, allowed him to become that sacrificial lamb for us, that blood that speaks out from the ground. When God looks and says, people, what have you done? Kim, what have you done? Brother, sister, mine, what have you done? The blood of Jesus will speak from the ground and say, I paid for that price, for that sin, that transgression. I have coveted. My blood pays the price and settles it. And so we say that that blood not only did that, but it signed, sealed, and delivered us into a new relationship with God, a new agreement, a new covenant with God and mankind. And so we celebrate that we have this new covenant signed, sealed, and delivered through the blood sacrifice, the shedding of the blood of Jesus at the hands of human that did not get who he was or who he is even today. The testimony of Jesus Christ, beloved, hallelujah, is that his death, his sacrifice, and his blood, hallelujah, has gotten us the victory. That battle was fought and won. And then we get to Resurrection Sunday after, you know, a couple of days of dealing with devils and hell. Jesus raises from the grave. Hallelujah, takes the souls that were stolen by Satan to heaven to be with God. And then, amen, he shows himself among the living. Hallelujah, to let us know that he rose from the dead. He defeated death. He defeated the devil. He defeated the disease and every dis-ease, everything that comes our way. Now, beloved, I just want to get to my testimony real quick. Because praise the Lord, last month, just a couple of days after a wonderful, glorious celebration of my 30 years in pastoral ministry, not by my account, but by the witnesses of so many others. Amen. I was just stunned and amazed myself of what God has done with this little life of mine. But praise be to God. Amen. 4 days after that joyous celebration, our life changed and got rocked a little bit when my 94-year-old father, be 95 in 12 days, or 14 days, 2 weeks, amen, 2 weeks from today, he'll be 95. And I took him to the ER for one thing and found out he was COVID positive. He spent a couple of days in the hospital, a couple of days back home, and the last 10 days, 11 days, in another hospital in the COVID unit, beloved. Oh my God, I want you to know, beloved, that last night he came home. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God put angels in human form in our path. I want you to know that, you know, we started a prayer ministry years ago, and on our prayer line, we have people from all over the nation who call in. And one of those persons who've been on our line with us for 7 full years is a hospice nurse. She came and blessed us. Oh, my God, gave me the education on how to care for my father. I didn't know I was not prepared. I just knew I wanted him home. I didn't want him to go into rehab. She came and she blessed us. We had to move some furniture around in the house. God has some other angels, hallelujah, in position. They came and moved the furniture. I spent 2 days looking for a hospital bed. I knew he needed to have one. They said he had to have one to come home. I couldn't find anybody that would rent a hospital bed. The hospital told me that the people they deal with wouldn't rent hospital beds to COVID positive people. And oh my God, we bought a bed. The bed was messed up. It came in here. It couldn't work. We had to delay him coming home on Good Friday. But talking to a nurse at the hospital, not even knowing the bed that was being installed at that time was defective, she mentioned that she had a bed. Praise the Lord, beloved. I want you to know God put some other angels in our path. One of my sons from another mother had just gotten back from a funeral in Virginia, and he just got back the day before I called him. He has a truck and he has a friend. They went out in Long Island and got that hospital bed. I want you to know it was better than the one we had paid money for. Hallelujah. I was cash on delivery, so we ain't lose no money, but praise be to God. Oh, and then she gave us Beverly Smith linens for the bed. Come on here, somebody. A true hospital bed, better than what we had before. I just tell you, I can't talk enough about the Lord. He still does it, beloved. I know people have lost loved ones to COVID. We've lost loved ones to sickness and disease. I've lost a lot of people to the sleep of death in my life, but I praise God that I didn't really lose them. I know where they are. They are in heaven with Jesus Christ today, because he said, I'm going to prepare a place before you. I'm going ahead of you. So when you get there, hallelujah. Beloved, this is Resurrection Sunday. That's why we celebrate. I couldn't do it for my dad. I couldn't do it for ourselves. Mom, I was here visiting my parents for my anniversary celebration, exposed to COVID-19. Mom not positive. I'm not positive. We both got our vaccines. Come on here, son. He had a vaccine, and that was what helped save his life. I want you to know. Amen. Even though he contracted it, he was asymptomatic. Hallelujah. He had the COVID pneumonia, but praise the Lord, he's not gasping for breath. He's on oxygen, but the oxygen helps him to breathe. Beloved, I just can't tell you enough. He's not in pain. He's not coughing. They're doing something here by the grace of God, helping with treatment protocols, helping with the vaccines, helping the people who go in every day to these units and present themselves and expose themselves. I want to shout out to Nurse Cheryl and Nurse Annette, Dr. Augustine, Dr. Schwartz, and so many other people at the Plainview Hospital. I just want to say thank you, God. Beloved, my time is just about up, but I'm telling you, he is risen. He is risen, and he's moving in the world today. He's sitting in the throne of heaven and watching over the balconies and looking down on us. He sends angels in spirit form and human form to help us in our time of need, our time of trouble, our time of struggle. It don't mean that we won't go to a trouble or a struggle, but that we'll get through it. It may not turn out the way we thought or expect, but if you hang in there and don't quit on the dip, he's going to show up. He's going to show up. May not show up the way you want, but he's not a Santa Claus or an Easter Bunny. We just can't tell him what we want, but we can tell him we believe, and we can tell him that we trust him, and we can tell him we're willing to wait on him and watch him work it out. I'm telling you, beloved, we have been so blessed. And I got more to tell you about the story, but I'm going to have to write it down and put it out there. Amen. This is Resurrection Sunday. In the world, they say Easter, but I don't want to take the focus, the attention off the fact that Jesus, the Son of the living God, the only one who could redeem us from the power of the devil, the power of death, the power of sin and disease, he came here and did the work, got it done. The battle is won. And so, beloved, happy Resurrection Day to you and to yours. This is Pastor Kim. I am a perpetual optimist because I know who he is. And hallelujah, I know that I am one of his own. And so you got that testimony too? Hallelujah. He'll see you through. I tell you, don't quit in the dip. God is good like that. Well, beloved, we're going to get back to some more music with a message for the heart, the mind, and soul. And we're going to hear from Phoebe and Cece Winan with a song called Grace. Before we wrap it up today, it is the grace and the goodness of God. Yes, he shows you grace every day.
Thank you.
What would we do without God's amazing grace? I'm so glad we don't have to do without God's grace. Thank you, God, for shining on us with grace. Well, beloved, it's about time for me to get out of here, but I just want to remind you, the book of Revelations in 12 and 11 says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb Jesus the Christ, and by the word of our testimony. I hope my testimony helped you. Other people's testimonies help me. And share your testimony if you have one. If you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, if you don't have him in your life as Lord, remember, it's as easy as a prayer. Just tell the Lord you want him there in your heart, in your life, and he will come on in. Beloved, I don't care how dark the day, and it's been some dark days recently. Oh my gosh, it's been a battle, it's been a struggle. But I don't care how dark the day, how low the clouds may hang. The sun is still there. And the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Till we speak again, don't quit in the dip. God loves you. I love you too. God bless you. And happy Resurrection Day. Lord, lift us up where we belong. Yes, Lord, lift us up where we belong. This is BBCC Winans again, but this time they are with the Korean soul singers. Shout out to our Asian brothers and sisters. God loves you. We love you too. And so let us go out with that. And Lord, ask him to, if you need him to, lift you up where you belong. God bless you. And goodbye.
And all I know is the way I feel. And if it's real, I'll keep it alive. 'Cause the road. But yet we'll climb still higher every day.